Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae has put millions back into the hands of Mississippi citizens, expanding the state's affordable college and career savings program and also returning record amounts of unclaimed money. Check out how Treasurer David McRae's office can help you, your business, or your organization. Treasury.ms.gov.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Yes, it's time for another Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar in a Mississippi Minute. That's where you are all the way in. Reminding you, there's certainly many cool, cool things to do in this great state of ours. Flat out fun right here in Mississippi. Just go to visit Mississippi.org to find out more. Okay, here's the deal. Today's guest is a CMA, ACM, and Grammy-nominated songwriter. You know, I've been on a songwriter kick lately. A lot of pals of mine from Music City. Some I've really not had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with, like today's guest. But I'm so excited. We have a lot of mutual friends, and it's going to be great to get to know each other all together. While his time in Music City, he's had songs recorded by such artists as Jason Aldean, Ashley McBride, Luke Bryan, Tyler Farr, Brantley Gilbert, Lone Star, Mark Wills, Thompson Square, Scotty McCreary. Can I keep going? Because I can. He recently won Music Row's coveted Song of the Year for Ashley McBride's Girl Going Nowhere. What a song, man. I mean, just really great song. Jeremy has also landed songs for Sync. Placements in TV and film, advertising, including Pepsi, Ram Trucks, The Real Housewives of Dallas, interesting, Heart of Dixie, and others. So let's welcome into Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio and get to know this man and what makes him tick. He's from Alabama, I'm pretty sure, Jeremy Bussey. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, buddy, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good morning.
I want to say happy Memorial Day to every single person out there. And thank you to everybody who sacrificed the most ultimate sacrifice for us.
You are 100% there. Even though we're taping on Memorial Day for you guys that know it. He'll air a couple weeks from now, but we should think about our soldiers and all that they have done for us and our families back home waiting for them, praying for them on a daily basis. So, absolutely, Jeremy. Well, okay, so you in Nash Vegas right now, or are you back in Alabama?
I'm in Nashville, kind of. I live in Lebanon, so I spend a lot of time out here at my house. And, of course, last year we spent a lot more time out here at the house.
hey, Jeremy, yeah, how's the house looking?
In the motherland.
How's the house looking after a year of being there?
You know, I ran out of things to fix. I ran out of things to clean. I have it just like I want it. So I'm ready for life to get back to normal so I can tear it up again.
I swear. Man, I tell you, it's amazing how many, the whole honey-do list, you know, it was as large as I thought it could be until we had all this time on our hands. And then my wife started noticing all sorts of things that I was like, come on, wait a minute. We've conquered, and I'm with you. You know, let's talk about that real quick. You know, the songwriting in our world has changed the evolution of it since streaming started, and I know my listeners are going, here he goes again. No, I'm not going there for any particular reason, except for, I mean, how often do you love to go play and tell the stories behind your hits and play for folks? Were you doing that before the pandemic? And is that something that you love to do and is part of your deal now?
Yeah, we were. You know, we were doing a lot of shows and play. Most of the time we play a lot of listening room downtown in Nashville, but we were going out and playing shows in Alabama. We're playing shows in Florida and and in Georgia and things like that. So we were able to go play. But then when all that stopped, you know, we were doing so much work. In the first couple of months there, it felt really, it felt good to kind of withdraw a little bit. But then after that first couple of months, I was like, okay, now we're ready to play again. So it was tough, you know. I think I played the first show maybe 3 months ago, and it was to a limited size capacity crowd. But I had forgotten, A, how much I loved it and how much I needed it, but B, how much people really wanted to know what the stories behind the songs and hear the songwriters. So I've missed it. I've missed it a lot.
We're talking to Jeremy Bussey. Jeremy, here's the deal with me. You know, I've played my entire life on stages and with my band, and obviously there's been an evolution, right, and change. I'm using that word too much today, but there has been, and with my bandmates. You know, when I got to Nashville, I found my guys. Some of them have been with me for 25 years. I mean, they're family. They're chosen family, which is even sometimes better than family. But the deal is, with us, I've started doing, over the last couple years, one thing I missed were my pals that I spent all this time writing songs with. You know, the James Houses. I mean, James House and I wrote 50 songs one year. I mean, we were together every day. You know, and I just missed a lot of my friends. So I started going like, well, you know, I'm going to start bringing them to the Delta and in Mississippi to play a show. Now, they thought they were coming to play with me. But then everybody, like Wynn Barbel, he goes, you're not playing with me? I said, no, what are you talking about? You can do an hour and 15. Are you kidding? So and then Moose, you know, Jim Moose Brown was really shocked. He goes, where's your stool? And I said, my stool's out in the crowd. He goes, I got to do a whole show. I said, you've been on tour with Bob Seger for how many years? You can handle a whole show. But the truth is, I miss that camaraderie bad after 10 or 11 years. And just being on the road, seeing my guys. But I miss the co-writers, you know. There's such an intimate thing about, just the friendship you develop because you're in a room and you're all the way open. You know what I mean? There's no secrets with us. So I have missed, and I'm starting to do a lot of these songwriter festivals, and obviously you and I saw each other in Palm Coast. We're going to see each other hopefully the first weekend in March is our Mockingbird Songwriters Music Festival on the farm, and I want you to come to that for sure, so I want you to put it down if you can. Ink it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about your time with Ashley, because my brother-in-law used to tell me, he lives in North Little Rock, about this girl named Ashley McBride, and they used to go see her and play and all that before it all happened. Let's talk about Girl Going Nowhere and writing that song with her, you know, and you're in the room from that perspective, and did you feel like she had the ability to be as big as she has become when you're in the room? You know, you never know.
You know, I think, to me, I look for authenticity in every person I meet, whether it's songwriting or anything else. And when I first met her, matter of fact, the day we wrote Girl Going Nowhere was the first day we'd ever met. And so we sat down, and she walked in the room, and there's something magnetic about her anyway. But when I started hearing her in the room sing, I thought, this is a win-win for whoever finds this girl, because she is amazing. And, you know, every time we've worked together since, it's been the same thing. And I always tell her, I'm like, girl, nobody delivers a song like you. Because, I mean, like, I told her, I was like, when we do the Opry, we were writing the song, and we kind of started telling our backstory of each other, how'd you get here? Because we always do that. So we're doing the first introduction. So we started talking. And we had a lot of the same kind of people in our lives, just by different names. You know, people who told us we wouldn't make it, people who told us that we're crazy for going to Nashville, we needed to find something else to do. Mm-hmm. All of those stories, they kind of started coming out. And when I first started hearing her, I was just floored, because I thought, I usually know people that I'm going to be really good friends with for life within about 5 minutes.
Right.
And I knew that girl, when I met her, I was like, this is one of my lifers. I mean, she was just incredible. And then, of course, when I heard her sing, I was like, yeah, she's definitely got it.
You know, you think about it, when you write, that's your first time together, right? Sometimes it takes a lot of times together. No, it does. I mean, like, that's like the greatest first kiss ever. You know, I mean, it's insane. And do you look back on that and go, when you guys did, you know, you and I have done this a long time, and we've been in the room or walked in the room with friends of ours and going like, oh, baby. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Right. Right.
And there's also, yep, they've been on sort of a roll, and especially when you get on a roll, it makes the cut, the cuts become easier cuts and then become easier singles, and radio starts responding and all this. But you guys were starting off with this, right? I mean, I don't know, was this their first single or second single? I can't remember.
I think it was the second single off the album. I can't remember what the first one was, but to me, I just knew that we had a song that mattered. I didn't know if it was going to single or not, but I knew it was going to matter. It was going to matter to her. It was going to matter to other people.
Right. Well, there's no doubt. So, no doubt. I'm Steve Azar. You're in a Mississippi Minute. I'm with Jerry Bussey in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org. I'm preaching the wind. Have a ground of Mississippi. I'll be right back. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. And my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, a 20% chance of rain with increasing clouds, high near 93. Tonight, slight chances of rain with mostly cloudy skies, low near 73. Saturday, an 80% chance of rain, high near 83. And for your Sunday, partly sunny conditions, 60% chance of rain, high near 89.
This weather forecast has been brought to you by our friends at RJ's Outboard Sales and Service at 1208 Old Fannin Road. RJ's Outboard Sales and Service, your Yamaha outboard dealer in Brandon.
Green Home Solutions is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. And Mississippi Blood Services needs our help. Coming up on Wednesday, June 23rd, Two Men in a Truck in Ridgeland will be hosting a blood drive from 10 to 3 p.m. For more information, visit our website and social media platforms to come and donate.
Hey there, this is Jody Adams at Ridgeland Medical Clinic. We are now accepting appointments for chronic and acute care as well as walk-ins. We are conveniently located off Highway 51 in the Oak Place Shopping Center. I invite you to call today. That's Jody Adams with Ridgeland Medical Clinic. Our phone number is 601-790-7711. We offer the gold standard COVID-19 PCR testing with next day results. We at Ridgeland Medical Clinic hope to see you soon. Our number is 601-790-7711.
Are you having sewer and drain problems? Call the experts, Roto-Rooter. Since 1934, Roto-Rooter Plumbing has been fixing small home disasters. Mention this ad for $25 off any service. Call Roto-Rooter, 601-353-3333. That's 601-353-3333.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And a winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi, I'm Dr. Will Umflett with Capital Dental. We at Capital Dental want you to be confident in a bright and healthy smile that you can be proud of. We provide teeth whitening to brighten your smile. Book your appointment today at CapitalDentalInc.com. Capital Dental, located in Northeast Jackson on Lakeland Drive.
What if there was a paint that could awaken something as old as that Rip Van Winkle guy?
Hey, who, what?
Because it could adhere to the most weathered exteriors and completely restore its youth.
Hey, there's hair on my head again!
If a paint could give any time-worn surface stunning new life, is it still paint? Regal Select Exterior from Benjamin Moore. Paint like no other.
Seabrook Paints in Jackson and Ridgeland. Visit SeabrookPaints.com.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Love rolling down a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Thanks for tuning in. Incredible hit songwriter. What a life. What a career. An unusual route to getting to where he's gotten. Man of faith. And that says it all. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is a place I'm sending my guest, Jeremy Bussey, very soon, even though he's an Alabama boy. Ha. Huh. Okay, so let's go back and look at the young Jeremy when you were a kid growing up. Were you involved in anything else? Did you start in church? You grew up where in Birmingham? Did you grow up around Birmingham?
Right. I grew up right outside of Birmingham in the big town of Sylvan Springs. Sure. I think it was the other day, I told somebody the other day I wanted to go back and make sure I was being honest with people when I told them I came from a small town. Because I always said I came from a town, small town, 2,000 people maybe. And I looked it up, and the year I graduated high school, there were 450 people in my town. And I told my wife, I said, no wonder I knew everybody. But yeah, I grew up right outside of there. I started playing piano. My grandparents got me piano lessons from the time I was 5 till I was about 14. And I played piano then, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I enjoyed it, but I didn't really play out. I didn't play at church. Every now and then I might get asked to play something, but I was so terrified of doing it. But when I turned about 14, I discovered girls, of course, and, you know, then I kind of dropped the music for a while and picked it back up when I was probably, I was probably 24 or so.
I got to interrupt you for a second. Here's the deal. Yeah. At what part of the memo did you miss when you dropped the music to concentrate on girls when the music would have made them come running at you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, nobody gave me that. Nobody gave me that. And I spent years in the gym working out and just trying. Yeah. And then I was like, hey, all these girls love guys that look good and they're in shape. And then when I realized I could play guitar and eat carbs, I was like, I think I'm going to do that.
You know? It tastes better, too.
Right.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's victory. I love it. Tastes like victory.
So I'm interrupting you, but I have to. So you spent time getting yourself in shape and all this. Were you playing sports?
Not really. I just love working out. Once I found something I could focus on, you know, and I kind of had trouble focusing on things when I grew up. But I found it was something that kind of just it helped me my overall mentality. It just helped me positively in a good way. I did kind of go overboard on some of it, but it was a moment in my life where it served its purpose, and now I could probably use it again. But I'm trying really hard.
Well, so you.
But there's a lot of people who grow up knowing from day one when they first pick up a guitar, hey, this is what I want to do. I was just not one of those.
But you're 24, so all this time goes on. I mean, you obviously love music. We all do. But when does, like, the writing part happen? I mean, you're about to tick me off a little bit, I think. I just want you to know this.
Well, what's funny, it's funny because I had a lady one time that asked me, she was like, do you ever write your own songs? And at that time, I was kind of playing in a church in Birmingham, right outside of Birmingham, and I was playing with some buddies of mine, and they were great musicians, fun to hang out with, and I was learning a lot about music that I didn't learn from my piano teacher, like how to play with a band, like how to find your pocket. And I was learning a lot of that, but I didn't really start writing until probably 25 or 26 or so. And my first song I wrote for like an Easter play they were doing, and when I wrote that song, it was like I just tried it. And the minute I did it, it was like finding a missing piece that was out of your life forever. That you wasn't even sure what it was, but you knew when it landed, this is what I'm supposed to do. And it took a while. You know, I didn't write a lot back then, but I would write every now and then. And I would write mostly. I married my wife when I was 28, and we had been high school sweethearts since we were 15 and 16. Wow, and so we finally settled down and got together.
I'm not going to ask you what took you so long.
Yeah, well, it took me that long to convince her, talk her into it.
Okay.
when we got married, I wrote a couple of songs for the wedding. and she was super excited for those. She's always been a driving force behind my success and everything I've done. And she just started from that point, she started saying, hey, maybe we should go to Nashville. And after 10 years, I moved to Nashville when I was 38.
Okay, this is awesome. This is awesome. Wait a minute. So we're 14, and then we're 24, and you get married at 28, now you're 38.
Right.
Pretty incredible.
And I still felt like music was something I loved to do, but I didn't know anything about the music business. I knew nothing about songwriters. And every time she would say, we need to go to Nashville, I kept looking at it like, why would I go to Nashville? I'm not in shape. I'm not the best looking dude in the world, and I don't sing great. I definitely don't play the guitar great. I can't be an artist. I had no concept of songwriters. I thought all songwriters and artists, all the artists wrote their own songs.
Oh yeah, like a lot of people.
And so I had no idea. And so when we first started talking about it, I kind of started looking, and I found Jeffrey Steele, I found Chuck Cannon, the guys who wrote, and I had no idea about. And then I started coming to Nashville kind of on the weekends. We started coming up and watching shows. And Jeffrey Steele was probably the second live show I saw. Mm-hmm. I think Rivers Rutherford was the first one.
Yeah.
And when I saw Jeff play, my first thought was, if I have to beat that to stay here, I'll go home now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Coach,
yeah.
He is incredible.
Pretty exception to the rule, though. I mean, he was his soul and heart were in a lot of songs with a lot of different people. He was like he was the roots of the tree, right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the trunk.
Exactly. And still is.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Still
sure.
A great,
yeah.
Great mentor for so many
Absolutely.
Dudes.
So how do you get to know Jeff? Is that what happens?
Yeah, we actually, oddly enough, we wound up going, my wife was on me, she was like, you need to turn in some songs. Jeff was doing a boot camp, a songwriter boot camp in Nashville. And she said, you need to send in a song. And this is how, I don't know what everybody believes, this is how I believe God works.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm going, okay, I can try to do this. And at the moment, I'm thinking, this is about me, this is about my career. And so I'm kind of, I am what one would call a procrastinator. I waited until the day before the songs were due, and I told my wife, I came in, and she was in the kitchen cleaning floors in the kitchen, and I said, do you really think I need to send a song in to Jeff's boot camp? And she sat down, she sat up and she said, yes, that's what I've been telling you for months. You need to do that. And now you've waited until the last day again. So I'll rush off down to the post office to make sure it gets out the mail. And we were a few weeks later, we were riding to, I was going over to South Carolina, I believe, to work. Me and my dad had worked together for years in the lighting and electrical business. And I was on the way over there, and I told her right outside of Atlanta, when we crossed the state line there between Alabama and Georgia, I said, you know, wouldn't it be crazy if Jeff called today and said, hey, dude, I want to bring you up to the boot camp, and I want to sign you to a publishing deal. I want you to write for us. And she was like, yeah, that'd be amazing. And about 30 minutes later, my phone rang, and it was Casey, Jeff's daughter.
Sure.
And she was like, I just want to let you know, we just heard your song, Lynchburg, and Jeff is flipping out. And he wants you to come be a part of the boot camp. And so when we got there, when I met him, I was just kind of stunned because I didn't really know where Jeff was in his life, and I didn't know anything. And at that time, Jeff had just quit drinking, I believe, probably 4, 5, 6 months before.
Right.
And kind of started getting himself in order. And when he heard that song, even though that he said, dude, when I heard that song, I thought, I hope that's not something you personally went through. I was like, no, that's completely made it all up.
Yeah.
But it's a made-up story, but it connected with him so much. And I told my wife when we left the first night of the boot camp, I said, you know, if that song helps Jeff stay on the path he's on, then that song served its purpose. It really doesn't matter if it goes on.
Yeah, it's already a hit. It's a bigger hit than a hit. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the way I looked at it from the beginning. It's the way I look at it now.
That's just
these songs, they serve a purpose, and sometimes it's for a million, and sometimes it's for one, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. That's right. A million, though, if a million, then you put a dollar sign in front of it. It's pretty good. All right, listen, here's the deal. I'm listening to birds sing outside your house right now, and they even pay attention when the mailman shows up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right. We're talking to Jeremy Bussey. We are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Go to visitmississippi.org. I can't tell you, I can't implore you to do it. So many wonderful things right here in your backyard. Okay, you get to play DJ. I know Alabama's got some great music, and when you come through the state line, the first thing you see is Sweet Home Alabama. I got it. I get it. But we are the birthplace of American music. We take very much pride in that. So would you like to hear into the break Charlie Pride or Tammy Wynette?
I would say Charlie Pride.
That's it. That's our man. We miss him so much right now. I was blessed to get to see him before he passed. And I know there are angels in heaven, and he is singing in the choir, that's for sure, and in the front, doing a solo right now, as we speak. We're Jeremy Bussey, incredible singer-songwriter. Obviously, what a life he's lived. Let's get to know him a little better after the break.
Roll on, Mississippi, roll on. Mississippi, roll on.
Hey folks, it's Steve Azar, and my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Glutstadt, just south of Germantown High, Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful. From trees, shrubs, and color plants to bulk soils for delivery and pickup. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture. With all the new 2021 collections in stock and arriving, our farmer's market is open, full of fresh fruits, vegetables, and local honey, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's will have farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's offers bulk soils for delivery and pickup. We also offer landscaping. Our designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape from a small job to a total transformation. Just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Calloway's in Glutstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Calloway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Calloway's is.
G3 Services is a proud VIP sponsor of the Handyman Show on Super Talk Mississippi. Whether you're a proud DIYer or a seasoned veteran, Mississippi's handyman Buddy Slowick has the answers to your home improvement questions each Saturday from 10 till noon.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
RJ's Outboard Sales and Service is your central Mississippi boating headquarters. RJ's offers top-of-the-line brands like Skeeter, War Eagle, G3, Express, and Bennington pontoon boats, all powered by Yamaha Outboards. RJ's Outboard, 1208 Old Fannin Road in Brandon, the dealership that's service-built.
Hey, this is Jimmy Primos at The Range in Gluckstadt. Right now, we're offering great specials on memberships to our state-of-the-art indoor shooting range. Join now and get your first month free. While you're here, check out our full-service gunsmithing department. We offer everything from professional gun cleaning, Cerakoting, camo application, accurizing, to custom rifle builds. We hope to see you soon. You might even get to meet my wife, Jane. That'll be a real trip.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
A merger between two healthcare systems aims to expand access to care in Mississippi.
Rush Healthcare and its six Mississippi hospitals and 31 clinics, as well as its over 400 employees, will be joining the Louisiana-based Ochsner Healthcare Network, with the merger set to be completed in mid-2022. The systems say the merger will lead to more efficient and affordable care, as well as opening patients up to groundbreaking therapies with access to Ochsner's robust clinical research network.
In his new role as the vice-ranking member of the Homeland Security Committee, Congressman Michael Guest criticized President Biden's recent budget proposal for failing to address the ongoing crisis at the border.
There were no additional funding for any Border Patrol agents, no additional funding for any ICE agents, and no funding to continue wall construction.
I'm Kelly Bennett.
The Mississippi Office of Homeland Security wants to remind you that public safety is everyone's responsibility. To help Mississippians take part in securing their communities, our office has created a C-Send app for smartphones that can send suspicious activity tips straight to the Mississippi Fusion Center. Download it for free from your app store today by searching C-Send. You can also report suspicious activity by phone to 888-4SAFE-MS or 601-933-7200. Online reporting available at homelandsecurity.ms.gov.
AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about the COVID-19 vaccines and the distribution plans in Mississippi. Just visit aarp.org/MSvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Mississippi, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/MSvaccine, paid for by AARP.
From hunting and fishing to just about anything outdoors here in the Magnolia State, you'll find out what new adventure is waiting for you Mondays at noon with Mississippi Outdoors Radio on the JT Show, presented by the Foundation for Mississippi Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks. You'll explore the wonders of your state's natural resources and experience the thrill of outdoor adventure. That's Mississippi Outdoors Radio on the JT Show, Mondays at noon, here on Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As the birds chirp, what kind of birds have we got there? Jeremy Bussey is in his yard, I can tell, unless he lives outside, which is a possibility with the career he's had. But I got to tell you, his wife doesn't have him in the doghouse, because this man... God sent him the right lady, that's for sure, that has impacted his life. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Go to visitmississippi.org. Check it out. Trust me. All right. This is an incredible story. I had Chris Wallen on just before you, and I've known Chris a lot of years, but I didn't know that he was buying 29-cent McDonald's hamburgers and freezing them during the week. And it was 50 of them a week. And then when he got his first publishing deal, he bought 100, and he would get a fry and a Coke. One fry, one Coke, and 100, and he'd freeze them. He's like got his own freezer section at the house, you know? And so, but I didn't know that about Chris. And I didn't know the times he came back and forth, that his mom was trying to be an artist as well, and they lived there when he was 7 and all that. So everybody's story, there's a lot of similarities. Yours, again, is very different. For me, as an artist, so I was 37 when I had my first hit as a singer-songwriter. I mean, so I'm basically like you. We're over the hill. But, you know, and so it's the truth, you know. And so for me, I was just stupid enough and naive enough. And, you know, I've always been a man of faith. And I've had parents that would, and a wife that would go, look, this is what you do. This is how I met you. This is what you do. There's no choice. You need that in your life. Your wife was so inspirational and so pivotal in your in you doing this, or it never happens. It just doesn't happen. You don't do it. You're procrastinating, like you said, and she's going like, I mean, I love that. Yeah. I love that you remember she's cleaning the floors. I just love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's certain moments that I'll never forget, and I think, you know, for me, it's like, every time that somebody would come up and say to her, they would say, you know, it's so great that you're supporting him chasing his dream. And she would always correct people and say, it's not his dream, it's our dream.
Yeah, wow.
We're everything together. And it's You know, it's weird. It's like when I came to town, I knew that the business would be tough, you know, in a lot of ways. But I knew it could be tough on relationships because you're gone and you travel so much. But we've always made the most effort we could to make sure that she's at every show. If I play out of town, she goes with me. I can only probably count on my hand, on one hand, how many times she's missed a show. Just because for us, I told her when we drove into town, I said, we're driving into town together. When we leave this town, we leave together.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a lot of friends who had got here, got caught up in the struggle of trying to make it happen. And you're spending, I mean, day and night trying to get your career off the ground. And a lot of people would get sidetracked and their marriage would suffer. And that's the last thing I wanted. I wanted us to be able to be successful, but at the same time, be cautious about our own boundaries and what we were willing to do, what we wouldn't do, where we would go, wouldn't go. And once you know all that, it made coming to town easy, because when something conflicted with her, I just was like, you know, if my wife can't come, I can't come. That's just pretty much the way I say
well,
it. And either people respect that or they don't, and I really don't care.
Well, no. But here's the deal with us. I beg everybody to bring their spouses because we love to celebrate it all together, and we always have something for everybody to do. And I love our spouses getting to know each other, because it becomes this bond of this common thread, this road that we've all gone down, and at some point we've all intersected. It just happened.
Right.
I love hearing this, and I'm just thinking about your journey. You know, I was gone so much in a bus for 15 years. I mean, I had my own, before I came to Nashville, I had two 30-foot trucks. My brother and I were, he was running things, and I had these band members, and I was trying to figure myself out. I was in college, and when I got out, I had 200 one-nighters on the books, and I was making a living playing music, and it was mostly my own stuff, but it was a mess. And so I didn't know who I was and all that, but it got to the point where there was nobody left in the band, and because of a lot of bad circumstances, and there I was, and I really thought it was done. And then, like you said, a God thing, in 1 week, I had it coming at me from all different angles. And I just built a house in Greenville with my wife, and I was Mark, she's from Arkansas, and I stole her and brought her over the bridge. And over the bridge, and I thought that, I got to tell you something. It was the first time that I just said, well, she's the best thing. She feels better to me and is better than me than music, and I've been doing music since I was 11. So she's the right one. So, but her support was insane. Right. It should have never endured what it did. Now, I've always been impressed by that, but we were gone so much. When I finally started having the success on a national level, I was in a bus. I didn't have the jets. And then I'm on tour at Seeger for a year, and he's jetting in and out, but we're a day on, day off. So I couldn't come home. We were finding gigs in between. But so after that, it was after that when I said, I looked at my kids, and they were 15, 13, and 10. And I basically had missed a lot of their growing up, a lot. I mean, I've gone still 200 something days a year. So, I'd said the only way this is going to work out was we figured could we move back to the Mississippi Delta? At the time, Delta Airlines had a jet that was flying in, you know, so which they took away.
Right.
But the bottom line was, I was trying to figure out what would make me be able to fly to shows and stay home more. Could I be home 50 more days? And there was a sacrifice leaving, you know, and not being around the biggest agent, the biggest managers, and everything that I had. But they said, what are you doing? And I said, I got to do it. And it was for family, and I'd have no regrets. It was so wonderful to watch what I got to experience with them. So for you, do you guys have kids?
No, we don't. We have, I have a nephew that my mom is raising, and we help her with him. Of course, she lives 4 minutes up the road. And so
that's wonderful.
He's my nephew. He's Max's. Is his name, and he has been in my life since the first day, the first week he was born, and he's been a major influence on me, because he has no idea what I really do for a living, and he's just now, like, in the last few weeks, like, or last few months, he's just now kind of started looking at it, going, okay, so that's how you make money. I'm like, son. I mean, because I don't think he looks at it like a job. I know he thinks that I work all the time, but, you know, the time I take off to be with him, I look at it sometimes, and I know that there are other guys in town working, on the days I'm out riding a bike with him or playing ball in the yard. Success as a man needs to come first before my success as a musician and a singer songwriter. So I take huge pride in that. I don't let anything get in the way of that. So we keep it pretty tight-knit.
All of that drips down into what you write. I can promise you that.
That's exactly right.
And it is the most important part, because that's where that's where the good stuff comes from. That's for sure. We're talking to Jeremy Bussey, and this is just a fantastic just interview and getting to know you. So the first time you hear your song on the radio, what's the first, let's back up a little bit. Casey hears you, she brings you into boot camp. Get me from that point to the first time you have your first big hit, and who was it?
Probably, I would say the first song I had recorded was Mark Wills, Looking for America.
Sure,
And so this is how insanely ignorant I was of the music business. We were in CRS that week, and I wrote the song with Bernie Nelson and Philip Douglas. And so Bernie Nelson was a huge part of my career, helping me get started, helping me understand the music business. So we're at the Bridge Bar in Nashville, and he's standing there talking to this guy, and this guy says, "Man, Bernie said, well, what are you guys looking for? What are you doing? Where are you at right now?" And he goes, "Well, we're kind of looking for patriotic songs, things like that." And he said, "Well, hey, we just wrote one a few weeks ago I think you'd like." And so I'm just standing there completely silent because I'm petrified.
At the Bridge Bar,
Yeah.
We all know.
And so he turns around to walk off, and he goes, "Send that song to me, man." And so Bernie goes, "Yeah." And so he looked at me, and Bernie said, "Hey, that's a good one." And I said, "Who's that guy looking for? For songs for it?" And Bernie just looked at me and said, "I don't know himself, I believe." And I said, "Oh, who is that?" He said, "That's Mark Wills, dude." And I said, "Oh, man, he had a song I liked." And so I'm starting to put all the pieces together. Yeah. But I've been fortunate enough to stumble blindly into a lot of things. But the first time I heard that one on the radio, it took about 6 months before I heard it, because when I travel to work, I work in town, so I'm 35 minutes outside of Nashville.
Yeah.
And it's 35 minutes home on a good day. Sometimes it's an hour and 15, but I don't really listen to the radio on the way home or on the way to work, because I'm kind of self-conscious about that. I don't want to hear something on the way in and try to rip something off. I like everything to be organic, so I don't do that. But I finally heard it. I believe we were in Alabama when I heard it on XM radio the first time. And I was just like, I was stunned. I just sat there. I've never been a big excitable person. My wife always tells everybody I could win the lottery and go, "Yeah, oh, that's cool." You know?
Yeah, yeah.
but she gets excited enough for the both of us. So
well, you did win the lottery, just FYI. I just want you to know
that. Yeah, I did.
The way you've gone about it, it's pretty much the lottery. I'm Steve Azar. You're in a Mississippi Minute. I'm with Jerry Bussey in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org. I'll be right back.
Because like the dawn, you push it all the way.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With SuperTalk Mississippi News, what happens, why does it happen, and how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. SuperTalk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
With all the disruption in all businesses lately, our clients at PeopleEase didn't miss a beat. Did you struggle to get the necessary records required for COVID relief programs such as PPP, ERTC, or FFCRA? Will you be ready next time? Our clients at PeopleEase are ready. Call PeopleEase today at 601-987-3025. That's 601-987-3025. Or visit our website, peoplelease.com.
Since 1871, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile in downtown Bolton has been providing everything you need. Everything for your house, fencing, plumbing, flowers, lumber. Everything for your animals, dogs, cats, birds, chickens, cows, horses, and everything for your patio and yard. Bayou Classic cookers, wind chimes, Orca and Pelican coolers, along with Surrender Fire Ant Killer. We have most everything. 150 years of serving the community, family owned and operated, Gaddis McLaurin Mercantile, downtown Bolton since 1871. We'll see you soon.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's, real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
What are the kids singing about?
You know that game Whack-A-Mole?
Yeah.
Well, the kids think the car tires are like the mallet and those awful potholes are...
Oh, I get it. That's kind of cute.
Really, Mom? Tell that to my wheels and tires. Ugh.
Here in Central Mississippi, our roads are loaded with potholes. That's bad news for your wheels and tires. Stop by the Tire Depot for fast service or new tires. Tire Depot at the Reservoir in Brandon and Terry Road in Byram.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Are you a hard worker? Are you dependable? Do you have a good attitude? Do you want to be part of a team? If so, the Black Label Bridge Builders at Key Constructors offers lead men and women purpose-driven career opportunities with on-the-job and outside training, leadership development, and benefits. To learn more about what it takes to be a Black Label Bridge Builder, please visit Key's website at keyconstructors.com. Please also follow at Key Constructors on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to see regular updates on the Black Label Bridge Builders.
Pine Grove Behavioral Health understands that lasting recovery and healing begins at the roots of who we are. Transformation is deeply woven into the core of each individual through broad-reaching treatment options. As a result, we have gained a reputation as one of the nation's most comprehensive treatment campuses, drawing in expertise and multiple whole-life treatment programs to effectively address the real complexities of life and addiction. Call 1-888-574-HOPE or visit pinegrovetreatment.com for more information. One place, many solutions.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix driven by Ford. Ford builds the SUVs and trucks of the future for everyone, like Explorer and Expedition. These SUVs are built to command the road. And the 2021 Ford F-150, smart, tough, and built to get the job done. Because the vehicles of the future aren't built for a few, they are built for America. Drive one at your local Mississippi Ford dealer today, and don't miss the College Football Fix driven by Ford.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar. Thanks for tuning in. Incredible hit songwriter. What a life. What a career. An unusual route to getting to where he's gotten. Man of faith. And that says it all. We're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is a place I'm sending my guest, Jeremy Bussey, very soon. I do think that this story is going to be very inspirational for a lot of people that are going like, man, I wish I would have done that.
Yeah, because that's the biggest. I had a friend of mine come by my house the day before I left town, and he called, and he was older. He was, at that time, I believe he was probably 50 years old at that time, and I was 38. And he sat down on my couch, and he was a guy I grew up with. He grew up playing in the churches I played in, super nice guy. And he came by the house, and he said, I just wanted to talk to you before you left. And I said, okay. And he said, well, man, I just always wanted to try the music and try going to Nashville, but I just never did. And I wanted to play you a couple of songs and see what you thought. And so here I am sitting in my living room. I knew nothing about songs, and he's playing me songs. And so in talking, I said, well, man, why did you never try it, never go? And he said, I was afraid of failing. I said, oh, man, I'm afraid of failing, you know?
Yeah.
And he sat there shocked, and he said, you're afraid of failing? I said, absolutely, dude, but it's like everything else you're afraid of. You have to find something you're afraid of more. And for me, I told him, I said, I'm afraid of being 50 years old, sitting on some kid's couch, watching him go off to Nashville and chase his dream. And I'm afraid of being you. And you don't understand that there's still time. You're still here. So if God still has you here, there's still a purpose and a reason why you are. Wow. And to me, it's like so many people get bogged down in the reasons why they can't. And fear is a big part of it. You know, it's not easy. to changing careers anytime, but especially at 38. But I was looking at it like I'm so petrified that, and I even told Christy this. Everybody said, hey, it's a 10-year town. You got to put 10 years in. And I told my wife then, I said, you know, I can't promise you that in 10 years I will be successful at songwriting. But I can tell you that if we don't go in 10 years, I'm 1,000% sure I'll be sitting here in my little house in Pleasant Grove, Alabama, wondering what would have happened if we'd have went. And I couldn't live with that. I had enough regrets in my life already. I wasn't willing to add one more if I could help it. We had nothing really tying us. No, we didn't have
tied to each other. That's it.
Yeah. And that was it. And I knew if I had her, I could go to the equator, I could go to the Antarctic, and I'd be all right.
Be a little cold and a little hot. You just took hot and cold to the extreme.
We could make do.
One would involve no clothes, and the other one would involve a lot of clothes. I just want you to know that.
Right.
We're talking to Jeremy Bussey. Incredible life and career. Looking back at when you sent the song to Jeffrey, and look back at that song and go, why?
Absolutely, because there are so many that you write, especially now, and I thought I wrote a lot before I got to Nashville, and then you move to Nashville and you're writing every day, and you realize you stack up these catalog of songs.
Right.
But at that time, when I moved to town, I had 31 or 32 songs, and that was one of them. And so I looked at it and thought, A, for the time in Jeff's life where he was, for me to have written that song a few months before, for all those pieces to line up, you know, it was bizarre to me. I couldn't take God out of the equation because it was so strange. You know, the first, when Jeff first stopped me, I didn't realize it until the end of the weekend. Excuse me, I didn't realize until Jeff said, at the end of the weekend, he came to me and he said, dude, I believe that song is powerful. I'll try my best to help you get it cut. So at that point, I didn't know. I was looking at it going, holy cow, I may get a cut out of this. And then he looked at me and he said, I don't know if you know this, but I quit drinking like a few months ago. And it's been hell on earth. It's been really hard. Mm. And when you sing that line, I can almost taste the whiskey in those drinking songs.
Yeah.
He said, I feel that. And at that moment, I knew, I was like, this is so much bigger than this song getting cut. This is something that impacted somebody's life.
Now, did that song
on
get
that
cut?
Level. No, it still has not got cut. And you know what? And that's the beauty of it. At this point, it really doesn't matter to me if it does. I just know that there are moments in everybody's life when they need something. And sometimes it's a song, sometimes it's a person. And I'm fortunate enough to do something for a living that can broadcast out to a bunch of different people and hit people different ways, because that's the magic of the music. Is I'll have people send me messages sometimes and go, hey, man, you think you got this song cut and this meant so much to me and this is why. Well, their story is nothing like what I wrote the song about.
Yeah.
But they connected it. And that's the magic of all of it. These songs fall at the right time for the right people. And I'm always floored by that, because I look at it. There was a girl named Lauren Dusky that just signed her record deal here a few months ago, I believe. And we were riding a few weeks ago. And I said, of course, everybody always talks about Girl Going Nowhere when we go in there, especially the female riders, because that's such a huge song for them. And she said, man, that song was so huge. She said, I just heard that song and I just started crying. And I said, it helped me, you know, it's helped me stay in town a little bit. And she said, it helped me stay in town, period. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, I was packing up, ready to go, ready to quit and bail. And I heard that song on the radio and I just couldn't leave. And I said, oh girl, don't tell me that, you know, because that puts a lot of pressure on me to write another one.
Yeah. I'm Steve Azar. You've been in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, like I said, but also visit Mississippi.org is the place to go. One Alabama boy that's living in Tennessee has never heard the word Mississippi so much in one interview. And I love it. I'll keep going. Hey, Jeremy, thank you so much.
Unless it was Nick Saban having an interview.
So. I love it. Well, listen, brother, you be safe, and I'll talk to you soon, and thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thank you so much. Everybody have a great weekend, and listen up to Steve. He knows what he's talking about.
I love you. I love you. Later on, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye, buddy. Love you. See you.
Love you, too.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Ben Shapiro.
Every day we're driving the debate in America with the fastest moving, hardest hitting, most comprehensive fact-based commentary on the radio.
Ben Shapiro, tonight at 9 on Super Talk Mississippi. A Super Talk Mississippi media production.